אתם עם SBS בעברית.
President Isaac Herzog was formally sworn in as the 11th president of Israel last week, replacing Reuven Rivlin. Herzog was sworn in using the same Bible used to swear in his father, Israel's sixth president, Chaim Herzog. The Bible belonged to the new president's grandfather and grandmother, the grandmother Sarah in Glasgow. Her husband, Israel's future chief rabbi, Yitzhak Halevi Herzog, took it to Europe to rescue Jewish children from orphanages and monasteries after the Holocaust. And upon accepting the presidency, Herzog pledged to lower the tone, reduce the flames, and calm things down in Israel, despite the many divides in the Jewish democratic states. I will set out to complete the task every morning to be the president for all, Herzog said. In normal times, this task would only sound naive. Unfortunately, however, these are not normal times, and these are the days when statesmanship had been swept away. There is polarization, and there are days which unify ethos and shared values are more fragile than ever. Herzog said that he would embark on a journey between the lines and rifts and breaks of the Israeli society and aim to be a unifier amid the differences, to the bridge between the tears. In his final speech at the Knesset, Rivlin broke out in tears and warned Herzog that nothing in Israel can be taken for granted. And Herzog thanked Rivlin for his years of service in his address. And after the swearing-in ceremony at the Knesset, Herzog arrived at the president's residence. He arrived with his wife. He's actually only moving in after Tisha B'Av. And after reviewing an IDF honor guard and blowing the national flag, and he actually was bowing to the national flag, Herzog moved on along the plaza where Rivlin was waiting to welcome him at the entrance of the main hall of the president house. A new era had begun in Israel. Who is Isaac Herzog? Isaac Herzog, aka known as Bougie, is the son of General Chaim Herzog, who served two terms as the sixth president of Israel from 1983 to 1993, and Ora Ambash, founder of the Council for Beautiful Israel. His parental grandfather, Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi Herzog, was the very first chief rabbi of Israel. He was first the first chief rabbi of Ireland from 1922 to 1935, and the Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Israel from 1936 to 1959. Herzog's father was born in Ireland and his mother was born in Egypt. Their families were of Eastern European Jewish descent from Poland, Russia, and Lithuania. He has two brothers and a sister. Herzog was born in Tel Aviv. When his father served as permanent representative of Israel to the United Nations for 3 years, Herzog lived in New York and attended the Remes School. In the following years, while also studying in high school, Herzog gained an advanced academic education at Cornell University and New York University. When he returned to Israel at the end of 1978, he enlisted in the IDF and served as a major officer in Unit 8200 of the Intelligence Corps. Herzog studied law at Tel Aviv University. He worked at a law firm founded by his father, Herzog Fox and Naaman. Although he did not win a seat in the 1999 election, Herzog served as government secretary in Ehud Barak's cabinet until 2001. And when Barak was defeated by Ariel Sharon in a special election for prime minister, in 1999, he was also investigated in the Barak scandal a scandal involving allegations that the party funding law was violated, but maintained his silence. Attorney General therefore decided to close the case against him due to lack of evidence. From 2000 until 2003, he served as chairman of the Israel Anti-Drug Authority. Herzog won a seat in the 2003 election as a member of the Labour Party and was appointed to Minister of Housing and Building. He was initially appointed as Minister of Tourism in Ehud Olmert, the Kadima-led coalition, and was also appointed as Minister of the Diaspora Society and the Fight Against Anti-Semitism. He was again second on the party's list for the 2009 election, and following the election, he was appointed Minister of Welfare and Social Services and Minister of the Diaspora Society and Fight Against Anti-Semitism, his job again. And on the 22nd November 2013, Herzog was elected the leader of the Labour Party, defeating Shelly Yechimovich by 58% against 41%. In doing so, he became the leader of the opposition. In July 2017, Herzog was eliminated in the first round of the Labour Party primaries. In June 2018, Herzog was elected chairman of the Jewish Agency of Israel. Herzog marked the bridging gap between the Jewish people and the State of Israel as one of his objectives. Following the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting, Herzog expressed his concern from the rising anti-Semitism all over the world. In the International Holocaust Remembrance Day ceremony at the European Parliament in Brussels, he urged the leaders of European countries to fight anti-Semitism. On the 2nd of June 2021, he was elected president by the Knesset. Herzog is married to Michal, a lawyer. He met her in the army and has three sons. And he resides in his childhood home in Tzahala neighborhood of Tel Aviv.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.